Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 764. And in the last episode, I said, do it God's way and get God's results, or do it your own way and get the small results. And my decision is I will do it God's way. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And I'm sure by this time you're able to see it off the cuff. So it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. This is why we're supposed to say, if not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we're looking at the death of Christ, we went to the physical events, went on the revelatory, and going from Revelation, went to Genesis, then we came to Luke chapter 1, the incarnation, and now in Proverbs 4:20, that says, my son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word. We've gone in depth into that, and now we are in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree, and they came back and they said, master, fig tree that I cursed is dead. And Jesus responded in a profound verse in Mark 11:23. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, yes. So I was talking about, when do you release your faith? When can we say that a man or God or anyone has released his faith? When that person speaks, that means the person has released his faith. So in the same way, we're talking about reversal of faith, that when you speak in fear, when you speak in doubt, it means you have released your fear, you have released your doubt to multiply, to become strong, and therefore the vehicle that you are riding will now begin to reverse instead of going forward. And many people begin to, why am I in reverse? Why am I going backwards? Why is my life this way? Why am I suffering like this? I've always suffered. And the more you say it, and the more it's happening, you say, why is my life this way? Because you do not know, but the words you are speaking, the words you've been speaking, those are the things hurting you. Oh, but if I don't know. So if I even speak in ignorance, if I speak in pain, I mean, God should understand. God, listen, this, we're talking about principles. We're talking about laws of life. We're talking about things that operate that way. So you didn't know there was a train line and you stood there and the train knocked you. Doesn't mean God is wicked. Doesn't make anybody wicked. It means that you walk in your ignorance and you got hurt. That is not the way God has planned for you. And I don't see you walking in that. So that is why I am speaking this way. And I know the Holy Spirit is helping you to be able to get and grasp what I'm saying. That when you release, when you speak words, you are released. So whether you know what you released or not, it is a release. Words that you speak, whether you're in duress, in pain, in faith, in whatever, some will take you forward, some take you backward, whether you know them or not. And so knowing this will really, really help you. And we said God released his faith when he spoke. So in Genesis, that was it. And then we said a beautiful scripture also, that is in Second Timothy, there's a 3:16. You know, I know many people know John 3:16, but there is another 3:16 that is so beautiful, and that is 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture, listen to this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And another version says, all scripture is God breathed. God breathed, or God's breath, or whatever you say, but all scripture is God, is given by God's breath. So very, very important. Now, how am I going to get the God results? Because I began by telling you that you can go God's way and you get God's results. How can I get the God results? When I use the God words and I release them when I speak them. Because remember, words can only be released when they are spoken. So who's going to, will somebody come and release? Nobody's coming to release. You will have to put the word in your mouth and speak them. You will have to say, if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me, then he that raised up Christ from the dead has also quickened, strengthened, invigorated, healed, my body by spirit that dwells in me. You will have to say, by whose stripes I was healed. You will have to say that all my need is supplied. You will have to do that. And anytime you speak such God brief words, what are you doing? You are releasing your faith. And what happens? You get the God results. Oh, you get the God results. You get the God results. But I'm a nobody. I'm not a pastor. It doesn't matter. God is not interested in gender. I am a man, a male, female. No. No, that is not what matters. My background, that is not it. That a man will take, hear these things. As you're hearing, faith is built up. And you take the Bible, a scripture, and you begin to say it for yourself. You begin to say, hey, he disappointed the devices of the crafty. And their hands cannot perform the enterprise concerning me. That is it. You are talking to the crafty. You're talking to the witchcraft. And their hands can't perform the enterprise concerning you. You are so blessed. Blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody, okay? Bye.